So what we're going to talk a little bit about here is how we can establish tempo and use this to help our guitar playing. So the song I've chosen to have a look at is Stand By Me by Benny King, an absolute classic. It's really, it's not too fast and it's not too slow. It's quite a nice even tempo, so it's a really good one to start with. So how do we go about establishing tempo? I guess the example I always use is when I was in the car. My dad always used to tap on the steering wheel in time with the music. Most people can often hear a beat when it comes on the radio, or if they're listening to a piece of music. 9 times out of 10, it will go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and it will be consistent and relentless. And that's what you want when you strum your guitar. You always want to be consistent and relentless with your strumming hand. So what we're going to actually have a look at is taking piece of music, having a quick listen to it, and then from there seeing how we can use that to help our guitar playing and how this can really help our strumming and our rhythm playing. So let's give this song a quick listen and then we'll stop it and we'll break it down and see what the tempo is and how this can help us. So let's give that song a listen. So what we want to be doing here when we're listening to the song is trying to latch on to the overall tempo. The first thing you hear is that bass. So often you'd latch on to the bass, but we want the overall rhythm of the whole song. So that's going to be something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And you could either clap that or click that. I just demonstrate clicking that so you can hear how the beat is constant. So you can hear how in music the beat is always constant and it always keeps on going and keeps on flowing. And that's what you want when you strum. You always want to keep going and always want it to be nice and even, because if it's broken up and not so even, it starts to feel a little bit out of time and not so in sync, and that's not what you want. So always make sure your beats are nice and strong and you're always consistent with what you're playing. I hope that's helped, and I hope you've understand how kind of tempo works a bit better now.